KLZB 100.5 FM.
I don't know how this whole business started, of you thinking that I had been untrue. But if you think that we'd be better parted, it's gonna hurt me, but I break away from you.
Well, 9:07, you're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning, I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. We've been talking a lot about education, the high cost, the lack of performance, the lower amount of students. You know, people can say what they want to say, but there are teachers out there who do think about this. And this teacher, I will not say their name because, of course, it would be retribution from the union that's supposed to protect them, says we need to look at the curriculum in the state of Maine, and we need to stop doing things that don't advance kids. Education is such a joke right now. This comes from a teacher in the greater Portland area. I mean, that's a teacher. Josh Marks is here. He's a state rep out of Turner. Vernon Duke, Stevie Richardson, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, I've heard that from, because, you know, I have teachers that are heading to work in the morning that stop in and grab themselves a delicious scone at Cafe 1055.
Wow, we like that.
Yeah. And I've had this conversation more than once with more than one different teacher. I just had this conversation with somebody who works in the Lewiston School District on Saturday night. And she is really upset. And she just started working in this school district, right? And she was told to, you know, basically stay in your lane, mind your business.
So here's the question, and this really is the question. The evidence is overwhelming that Maine is not doing a good job from an educational standpoint.
Yep.
We know 2 years ago it came out that sixth graders had the lowest reading with comprehension proficiency in Maine recorded history. The story just came out on Friday about fourth graders that not only are they the lowest in proficiency in reading comprehension and mathematics, but they also had the greatest drop in the country. It's not just that we're lowest. We had the greatest drop in the country by far. In addition to that, we have fewer students. We know that children with disabilities, which we used to care about them.
Right.
Well, they're not getting taken care of.
The state got sued by the federal government, a Democratic president's government, a Democratic attorney general in Merrick Garland, sued the state of Maine over not providing proper resources to children with disabilities. At what point, when people are now going to lose their homes, 203 families in my hometown of Westbrook who are senior families who have told me flat out, I know their names, I have the list, they cannot pay their property taxes because of the dramatic rise in property taxes.
Yep.
At a time when the state, Josh, how much more have you added?
$4 billion to the state budget. Yeah.
So how much more have you added? Well, how much more have you added to the education supplement?
Yeah.
Is it $300 or $400 million?
It's been a pretty.
I mean, what are we paying now at the state level? Is it $2.1 billion?
I'd have to look.
The most expensive department is the Department of Health and Human Services, because
education.
Janet Mills and her merry band of wackadoodles believe the success of government is dependent on how many people are dependent on government instead of liberated from government. The second most expensive department is education. We are pouring money in a dramatic way. We have fewer students, which means with more money, you would think if money's the answer, we would have more money to help these students with.
Right.
The performance, it's across the board.
Yep.
Abysmal.
It's abysmal.
At what point do we say something?
What did we figure out about, you know, Greeley High School? Number one high school in the state. What was it? 556?
565, I believe 565? It was. Or 566 in the country.
In the country.
Number one school in Maine is in the 500s. You have to go to 550 schools before you get to a school in Maine
in the
national rankings.
So
good for Greeley that they're number one in Maine. But that's like saying, you know, we're number one and we play in the A League and everybody else is in the big leagues.
So, but what that means is there are, on average, 11 schools in every other state of the union that is better than Greeley High School.
Yeah.
Right.
11.
And so, again, this isn't, I mean, people, somebody said to me over the weekend, they texted me like, I cannot believe you're so negative on education. Just because you got it lucky and got a good one, why do you care? I'm like, I finally said to him, why don't you shut up? I never say that to anybody,
right.
But I had enough from the text. I'd gotten about 20 of them. I said, why don't you shut up? You're a moron. You have no business texting me because you're not smart enough to text me. Look at the damn statistics from the state government on education and then tell me we're doing a service to our children.
But that's what they do. Yeah. As soon as you start pointing out the reality, when you start showing them the actual numbers, they immediately go to, you just hate the kids. You're a hateful person.
Yeah.
Right? Stop with the nonsense. Our kids are getting dumber and dumber and dumber every year.
If you cannot read with comprehension, you cannot be successful.
You can't do math.
That's a fact.
They can't do math. Yeah. They can't read. They don't know their history. It's crazy.
So why aren't we what is it? What kind of evil cabal has been built in this place?
So this,
you're up there all the time.
Yeah.
You've been up there. It's your fourth term.
Yeah.
What kind of evil cabal has been built in this place that we continue to do what we're doing evidence is overwhelming that we're failing?
Because I don't think that the majority party cares about, look, I
education?
Think
we, you're
well,
right.
Well, they don't. But I think they don't care about the sort of basics of that reading, writing, arithmetic, because it's not what's talked about. I mean, you think about it when they talk about our kids. I mean, first of all, what happened 5 years ago at this point when we shut down all education in the state and said you couldn't go to school and you had to do this remote learning crap, and nobody cared, or certainly not in the majority party. The governor didn't care, even though the evidence showed that it would have made more sense to have kids in school. And in those places in the country where kids continue to go to school every day, their scores are better. And because kids deserve to be, kids should be in the classroom.
And science showed that you don't shut it down.
Right.
But here's the thing,
and
this is the really important part.
Yeah.
It's not just that we're failing against the other 49. We are failing against past performance in
exactly.
the state.
And the other end of it is, we saw this a couple times, even in my committee, when they're bringing up bills about making sure that kids have the access to be able to transition, and that kids have this ability to keep these secrets from their parents. That's where their priorities are on the other side. Is that,
like I said, what kind of evil cabal exists in the state capital of Maine? You keep secrets from parents about their children. It's because you're grooming the child. Yeah. You're telling the child not to trust their own parents,
right.
To trust some damn stranger that the parents don't
know.
And no, hang on. Let me finish this. This is the really important piece. I've said this to parents repeatedly. If someone is willing to tell your child to keep a secret from you, you tell your child to get away from them.
Yeah.
The person should be fired. But in Maine, Janet Mills and Pendermaken, who run an evil educational cabal, celebrate this.
And if you noticed, I don't know if you saw that Fox did a report last week, 64% of parents in this country, in the country of the United States of America, 64% of the parents were looking for a different schools for their children. Okay? They wanted to send their kids to somewhere else. Parents are part of the problem, but there are a lot of parents that don't want their kids going to these public schools.
Well, we saw that. So what did Joe Biden's government do? Miguel Cardona, who was the education secretary, solicited a letter from the National School Boards Association saying that parents are becoming a threat by attending schools.
Of course.
And they sent it, and he sought the letter to be sent to him and the letter to the DOJ. Merrick Garland reacted and said they're acting like domestic terrorists. Do you know what happened and never got reported by anybody except right here at Newstalk WLOB?
Here in Maine or in...
The National Association of School Boards rescinded the letter. They said they were coerced and rescinded the letter.
Yep.
You know why? Because people like Mills and Pendermaken and all the damn school boards in the state of Maine and the damn school boards around the country, parents were beginning to speak up because bad things were happening to their children and they wanted them silenced.
Yes, they did.
Yep.
Listen, I just want, the Democrats out there, you know,
it's not just Democrats. There are a whole bunch of Republicans who are also the problem.
Listen, all right, lawmakers, governor, lieutenant governor. Do we have a lieutenant governor?
No, we don't.
We okay. have the Senate president. Effectively lieutenant governor.
Yeah. All right. All of you people up there, I just need one of you that has a brain in your head, if you have one, to come personally explain to me exactly what you're doing. You can find me at 1055 Lewiston Road on a regular basis in New Gloucester. Come find me and explain to me exactly what it is you're doing to our children. Because from what I see, just as a hard-working Mainer, is that my kids are lucky that they got out of school when they did.
That's how I feel.
They are so lucky that they got out of school when they did.
I feel like Lizzie Richardson got the last good education at Westbrook High. Because when I hear from parents...
My daughter's at Thornton, same thing. Right? And so explain to me, what is it that you are actually doing that's making our kids better? What's making them smarter? Because all I see is you're doing the exact opposite.
Yeah, what is, the evidence? What is the
There is no evidence.
This information comes from Maine's government. This isn't the Reason Foundation. This isn't the Heritage Foundation. This isn't WLOB Radio. This statistical data comes from the government.
Yeah, right.
Do they not even know what their own statistics are?
They don't care.
They don't.
But listen, this is what I've been saying forever, Ray. Look. They don't care about our children.
No.
They don't care about our old people. And they don't care about our veterans. Look at how we've treated all three of them in the state of Maine. Right? Look at what we're doing with our children in education. We're not educating them. Right? They're dying in the hands of the state.
Right.
Right? So we're not taking care of our children. They're showing you they don't give a damn about the children.
Our old people,
we're going to tax them right the hell out of Maine.
Yeah, people ask me all the time, why do you use government statistics? And I said, because the only way you can go about things is if you use government statistics, then that should be a standard we could acknowledge, we could all agree on. But they just lie about it. That's all they do. The people in the government lie about their own statistics.
Right.
Let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, races, creeds, and colors, when we were here talking about the fact that they were telling little children in kindergarten about their gender identity, they said we were hate mongers. And then what did we find? We found a video on the state website, the state had put it there, of a kindergarten teacher talking to five-year-olds, talking about, well, doctor may have made a mistake.
Yeah.
And you and they
exactly.
paid. And
they
here's
paid
the word,
for it.
They paid for the video. They lied to everyone because they think that if you're not like them, you're an idiot. The problem is we're the smart people and the people running the government are the idiots.
Yeah. No, I mean, I remember when that video came out. It was incredible. You have a kindergarten teacher sitting there saying to kids on it that, you know, well, the doctor, sometimes, you know, the doctor makes a... It's like, no, it's a fairly binary decision of whether or not someone is male or female.
You have an any or you have an outie.
Right,
it's just a fact.
Yeah, there's a very simple way to tell the sex of a human being or of any sort of...
And stop with the nonsense about, well, there are those. Okay, we're not stupid. Their percentage is so low.
It's such a small percentage.
Right.
And what they are talking about is absolutely ridiculous, this idea that someone can be born objectively male and then later in life they decide, I want to be the other gender. It's just...
It's a mental illness.
Right. This is the issue, is that...
mental illness.
If that is true, then why do so many people still end up having depression, still end up deciding to take their life? Because we're not treating it the way we should be treating it. We're not looking at it the way it needs to be looked at, which is to help the individual to help the individual through whatever issue they're dealing with.
Right. Can I ask you a quick question?
You know.
Because you're really smart.
Am I?
That's what you tell us. You're
smart. That is not what I've ever said. I've never used the word.
Has the statistics for suicide rates in the transgender community, has it changed?
My understanding is it does not, even after they go through the process.
With all
of
the transitioning process, yeah, and everything, the good that they have had to come their way.
And
has it changed?
No, it hasn't.
It has not.
And in fact, actually, what we found out last year was the group that they use, I think it's WPATH is the name of it, stands for something to do with, it's supposedly to be the leading transgender treatment group that they want to use as sort of what is the standard of care.
Sure.
They found out that they were actually doing experiments.
Of course they were.
On these people, they did not have their best interests at heart.
No. And when you talk about the doctors, they should all be thrown in jail.
So
they're criminals, is what they are.
Here's the thing. So one of the big studies came out of the UK, the CAST report, when Chase Strangio, who was a transgendered human being, first one to argue before the Supreme Court on the issue of what was going on in Tennessee. Tennessee, no more with children. You cannot do this anymore with children.
Right.
And, of course, Chase Strangio and his merry band of wackadoodles brought it to the Supreme Court. And he argued it. And part of what he argued is that we're causing these young people to to commit suicide or have suicidal ideation. So Sam Alito, who's on the Supreme Court, said to Chase Strangio, and I listened to it, and he froze.
Yep.
Because he said, and I think it was page 145, but it might have been 196, because there was so much going on. He said, wait a minute. In the CAST report, which came out of the UK, it was an extensive report about all of this, that there is no evidence that this causes suicide or suicidal ideation at a rate any greater than in other young people who are not transgendered.
Exactly.
And the arguing attorney, Chase Strangio, saying that Tennessee's new law was going to cause suicide, froze. Literally froze. Did not know what to say,
right,
because I assume she assumed that the United States Supreme Court justices would know about the CAST report and wouldn't know about this information. It was a remarkable moment where they had to admit that none of that is true, right, based on the CAST report, which was an extensive and exhaustive report out of the UK on this very issue.
So let me ask you something. I'll ask you both this question, okay? If they really care about the children, or they care about the individual, I don't care if it's a child or if it's an adult, if they really cared about those adults or those children, about how they feel, right, then why are they treating the ones who decide to detransition like pariahs?
Look,
treat them like they're pariahs.
Because it's all about ideology, Vern.
Exactly.
And do you know who the leading provider of trans treatments and healthcare, and I won't call healthcare, I apologize for that term.
Don't do that.
Because it's not healthcare. But of these drugs, and you know who the leading provider is of these drugs? Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood. And so it is about it's so they don't care about taking care of the kids.
Right.
It is about appeasing and paying back
to Planned Parenthood.
To a Planned Parenthood.
Who the state legislature and Janet Mills owe for the re-election.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the economic times here were terrible.
Yeah.
Planned Parenthood pouring millions of dollars into this.
Yeah.
And again, it's always about the money. Dee Dee Richardson had it right. It's all about
it's
the money,
about
money, money.
The money.
But again, and even Strangio, once he recovered, here it is from confronted with the CAST report's finding that transgender procedures like those at issue in the case don't reduce suicide among adolescents who receive them, Strangio finally conceded the point after they didn't say unfreezing, but I will say unfreezing because I saw it happen. Strangio conceded the point, acknowledging that very few gender dysphoric children actually go through with suicide. So again, this is just all about building an emotional case to harm children because of a rigid ideology of the evil that exists on this planet. And that's what it is. Again, I will say this again loud and clear. I believe in freedom. God gave us free will. If you're an adult and you want to transition, if you're a guy and you want to cut your willy off, God love you. I don't know how you do something like that, but God love you. Good for you.
Listen,
hang on. Yeah. But you're an adult.
Right.
We're doing this to children.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so they have lied and they have lied and they have lied. But more importantly, they have lied. So when they went before the Supreme Court and the evidence was overwhelming that their lie was in fact a lie, that it was not true,
right,
the attorney, who was in fact transgendered, froze because they didn't know what to say. But again, let me be clear about this, and I've talked about it a lot lately, especially with Sarah Parcheel Perry. We have never bestowed upon any class of people civil rights in the manner in which we would do it unless their characteristics are immutable. Vern, you're a black man. Yep. That's an immutable characteristic. You cannot change the color of your skin.
I cannot.
I'm a white person. I can't change it either. I had nothing to do with it. By its very nature, transitioning your gender means it's not an immutable characteristic. Right. It is, in fact, a choice.
Which is BS.
Yeah.
So I think the court is going to side with Tennessee.
Absolutely.
There are some other cases coming along here. Again, you're an adult. You're an adult male. Right. You want to cut your Johnson off? God love you. Go do it.
Here's the thing. I don't have anything against transgenders. I have several members of my family who are transgender, right? Yeah. I still love them for who they are. I know people who are transgender.
Right.
I will not insult them, right? But don't tell me that I have to change my beliefs. I will still treat you like a human being. But when you're talking about kids, to hell with you.
Well, right.
One of the other things that has come out in the last couple of years is that we hear constantly from the left about the envying the European model of healthcare. In Europe, they're going the other way.
Right.
They are going the
Absolutely.
Other way. They are saying if you are in Britain right now, they're saying if you are under 18, it is illegal for the National Health Service to give drugs or to do these treatments on people under 18 years of age.
Yes.
And the same thing in other parts of Europe. They are going the other way because they are realizing that it is better to wait.
Well, more importantly, children go through phases.
Exactly.
You know, one of the things that I have found, and I know how harsh this is going to sound,
most
of the advocates for these children are people that have never had children. Look around the state of Maine. The greatest advocates on these issues are people that have never had children themselves.
Right. Exactly.
But by God, they're an expert on everybody else's kids.
And that's the way I look at it. If you don't have children and you've never dealt with a teenager before, shut up.
I mean,
shut your mouth.
Know, I will tell you.
One day they want to do this, the next day they want to do that.
Right.
We have back and forth.
We have four kids. The boys are oldest, two boys and two girls. Up to puberty, the boys were far more difficult than the girls.
Yep.
After puberty, they became easy. The girls up to puberty we couldn't believe. Everybody was telling us how crazy it all gets. When puberty happened, we saw the craziness. And to my children who may be listening, some of them, you know that your father loves you more than life and would give my life for you. It's still a statement of fact. These people are acting like this temporary circumstance is some permanence that we should do. It's like suicide. People use suicide to escape a temporary circumstance with a permanent solution.
Yeah.
These people, when you take away a woman's ability to, through a hysterectomy, to have a child, you can't fix that. You can't turn back the clock on this.
And what are you doing?
And you're doing
children?
This to these children in moments when they're children.
You're sterilizing
them
forever.
These parents are abusers. These teachers are abusers. This government is an abuser of children. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Maine's government is an abuser of children because they are complicit in all the deaths of these vulnerable children, and they don't care.
They don't care.
And how do we know they don't care? Because they don't say a damn word about it. They don't say a damn word about it. The governor of Maine has not spoken about the deaths of Maine children under Department of Health and Human Services oversight and care, except to defend her employees who have been railed.
Yeah.
Where are you, Janet?
By their underlings. Bobbie Johnson, we told you a year ago when she was appointed, she had been in the system over 25 years, never said a word when these children have died. Not a word. Not once. I looked it up. I spent hours one day looking for her comments. They never existed. Then Janet replaced Landry with her. And we said here on the station it would be a train wreck. And in fact, it has been. And her employees, like 125 of them, wrote a letter saying we have no confidence in this person. And the only time Janet Mills has spoken about this issue was to defend the person that the employee says can't do their job. They're career government people.
Yep.
And when you're around career government people, one thing you can count on is they are incompetent.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. New tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China take effect at midnight, ordered by President Trump.
These tariffs could mean higher prices for consumers, but President Trump said yesterday it will.